American civilians were spared direct enemy attack, but the return of loved ones brought the war home to them. Marjorie Cartwright remembers hopes and disappointments.
When my husband returned from the Navy, he was unable to adjust to civilian life. He couldn't cope. When he joined the service, he was like most young men, a happy-go-lucky person. He came out very disillusioned, very bitter. The doctor said he had gone through too much trauma. The ship which he was on was involved in many of the major battles of the war. It was hit during the Battle of Guadalcanal, and he was wounded and left helpless in the water hours before being rescued. When he came home, he had terrible nightmares. It made it difficult for him to get to sleep at night. He said, "Every time I close my eyes, I see my buddies being killed around me." He had one horrifying experience when one of his best friends had his head blown right off in front of him and fell into his arms. The Navy doctors tried to help him, but he started drinking heavily. He drank to forget. Looking back, I was very young and I couldn't cope either, because I couldn't understand his problems. I've heard that from many servicemen today. When my nephew returned from Vietnam, he said, "My wife doesn't understand my problems." Men in those days could not confide how they felt, especially after all those years of military training where they were taught to do things automatically and ignore their feelings.
Such stories as these provide a moving insight into the true cost of war.